I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So nobody won the lotto again.
That's not dish the dirt, Jim. I know you might have had your high hopes up.
Nobody won. I'll give you more information about it after seven.
So still nobody. What's going on with it? Like, is it jinxed? Is it cursed? Are Mayo involved?
RTE show faces a big challenge. Professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars have been told they need to get vaccinated for the return to the hit show.
I would have rather the Den. You didn't need to vaccinate Zig and Zag.
What's the story with the Den? Why wouldn't they bring it back? It was great.
I think it was a Sunday night thing. Scheduling issue.
Dancing with the Stars pros such as John Nolan and Karen Byrne have already been double vaxxed because they got there at dance schools. So they have to because they got students.
Right.
But they're saying that some of the dancers might not want to do it. So they're saying you have to all get vaxxed or you're not dancing.
When we descend it to footballers and dancers and vaccinations, it really is the time that I just wanted to stop. Seriously, like. So it might be coming back grand. I would, like, seriously, would have been grand.
No jabs, no cha-cha.
No, I'll be grand with that.
That's the headline.
Lil Nas X says he already started planning with the music video for Snoop and Doja Cat on his tune, his current tune that's out, which is very good.
I started planning the video for that this morning.
Have you?
Doja is incredible. I feel like that was like a thing that had to come eventually.
Absolutely.
She's probably the artist in the industry that inspires me the most. The song fits her really well. Like, because, you know, Doja's been working hard as fuck. She's been absolutely smashing it, killing it.
And canceled and came back from it.
Yeah,
and
so many times.
And brushed her shoulders off and kept moving.
She's like, fuck y'all.
He was sorry, what now?
The Sex and the City reboot it's called And Just Like That.
Oh yeah.
Will arrive on TV screens in December. HBO has announced.
That's all very exciting.
You don't even have to wait for the cinema.
No, you won't. Some people are very excited about it in here. So Joaquin Phoenix has said that if you're looking for a sequel to Joker, he didn't say he wasn't into it, but he didn't say he was into it.
Ah. Because the whole idea was that eventually the next one would be Affleck and him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Orpatz.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Orpatz, yeah. The Orpatz and him.
I thought if he gets J-Lo back and the Batman gig.
No.
Jesus, he should be playing the lotto.
I mixed up with Batman's. No, Orpatz.
Yeah.
That's the vibe. Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
He's playing hard to get.
Maybe he's playing hard to get. But
he can't say that before the new one comes out.
Reading what he's saying, you wouldn't feel too confident is what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, well, he's a gas man, that fella. He does whatever he wants.
We did mention this yesterday, but maybe you didn't know, and it's still making news today. Looks like Jennifer Aniston will be here for Christmas because Courtney Cox is getting married to Johnny McDade up the north. And she is her maid of honour.
Where are they getting married? Whereabouts in the north?
I don't know what they're going to say.
It's hard to keep that a secret.
Some sort of castle.
It'll be a massive castle with huge security.
Yeah.
Wow.
All those things. Big black gates. Big black suits.
Actually, there's a fella on TikTok and he works out what TV shows are vaccinated and not, right? He goes on retro TV shows and he went through the cast of Friends and he said that David Duchovny's character definitely would, because he's a scientist, and so would Monica because she's, you know, really paranoid. She would have made Rachel definitely get vaccinated. Joey would have waited for ages and then eventually got around to it because he was lazy. But they said Phoebe probably unvaccinated.
Oh, Matthew Perry. I don't know what's in it. Have you looked at your own life? He'd be one of them.
I think he said he was vaccinated, but it's good. He goes through all the different TV shows.
It's a good game. It's F104. It's 5-7. Good morning. All right.
Looking at what's going on in the world, the Boys in Green's Corona goal Irish soccer stars who haven't had the COVID-19 vaccine have been urged to listen to Liverpool's boss Jurgen Klopp and get the jab to save the others.
Over a year ago, Jurgen Klopp said, I am not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, I'm a football manager. I have no business commenting on this. Fast forward a year later, a year and a bit, and everyone wants to What does Jurgen think?
Well, he's usually fairly level-headed, Jurgen.
Well, he said people don't get vaccinated are like drink drivers.
Okay.
Some people may not view that as level-headedness.
Pundit Eamon Dunphy claimed players like Callum Robinson are letting the side down by turning down the jabs as a storm raged over revelations that a number of Stephen Kenny's squad are unvaccinated. Doesn't say how many.
So, there was some, I don't know, someone was talking about it yesterday, someone was giving out about it. There was digs about how many goals he'd scored compared to something else. That's right. A bit harsh now. Could you score a goal, could you? Joe.
So Stephen Kenny said, I don't know whether I'll not pick them because they're not vaccinated. I don't know whether I should make that decision.
We can't be filtering people by anything.
Yeah.
We can't afford to.
No. Anyway, I don't know. So that's they're under pressure to get jabbed, but that's their decision, I suppose. But in a normal workplace, right, if there's somebody unvaccinated, the workplace can't send them home, can they?
Employer can't ask you.
Can't ask you.
The employer has no right to your medical history. They can send you to an occupational therapist, all right, but they don't have. If you're sick and they say, what's wrong with you? You don't have to tell them what's wrong with you.
Yeah. But so if you're unvaccinated, you're sort of putting yourself more at risk as well as others, yeah? Because you could spread it.
That's the theory.
That's the theory, is it?
Yeah.
Darcy hits out at RTÉ Den Axe. More family shows are needed. RTÉ star Ray Darcy's broken his silence about the Den being axed, saying he's disappointed the kids show will not be returning. It was really good. It was really good. So,
yeah, I don't know if he hit out, but it's a good headline. He said, you know, I'm not privy to conversations that other people have to make about money and stuff, so I don't know. Maybe Zig and Zag are very expensive.
He'd be more expensive than Zig and Zag.
He's getting the money anyway.
But like they shoot it in a little tiny little studio. They get the guests themselves. I don't think they probably don't pay the guests. They got like unbelievable guests. They had a lot of crack. Kids loved it. Kids who never heard of Zig and Zag before.
Yeah.
I saw them. The magic happened. They were able to do it again. And
Dustin, of course. Yeah.
Families who grew up watching Zig and Zag when they were kids. It was just a feel good thing. And
maybe there'll be a petition and they're looking to get. I don't feel it's a stunt, but maybe if there was enough. They go, oh, okay.
In the history of television, there have been some shows that have been brought back because of a public outcry.
Mm-hmm.
So if they think enough people are going to watch it, they might bring it back.
Who knows?
So
it seems like, because it was meant to come back in January, it's meant to be Sunday nights. It seems like if Strictly comes back, it's down to that.
It's Strictly, really. They're Dancing with the Stars.
You couldn't have all those people doing two live shows on the one night. The unions would be up in arms.
One camera, though, you know?
Oh.
And some Zooms.
No, can't be one
Rain.
Camera. Oh, no. No.
They can nearly operate themselves.
That's not your job.
I saw people tweeting them yesterday saying, why don't you do a live YouTube channel? Because kids would watch that. They really would.
I know, but I'd say Darcy probably has an L contract.
Yeah, but they don't need him.
They're paying you $500,000.
They could get anyone.
They can tell you to do whatever the F you like.
They had other fellas before Darcy. And they had other fellas after Darcy, and it was still big.
The other fellas paid too much, he doesn't want to do it.
Zig and Zag and Dustin, that's all you need.
I still need some of the whole madness together.
You know? Get somebody new.
New vegan dairy milk is on the way, but it's going to be €3, while a normal dairy milk bar is €1.15.
It's a bit of a difference.
Pretty much three times the price. Instead of, it was made with cocoa, almond paste and rice extract instead of milk because it's vegan.
Yeah.
And
so rice milk is very nice.
It'll be on sale from next month as far as we know. A normal 100 gram dairy milk is 534 calories. Remember that next time you're just having two extra squares. But the plant based one is 559 calories per 100, so just over 20 calories more per 100 gram.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but anyway.
Cadbury has said they should have created vegan options sooner. We can only apologise for making fans wait.
If you're vegan, that's great news.
So they'll have a big plant bar across the front so you don't buy them by mistake.
Yeah, you can get loads of vegan things. I saw, I can't remember who it was. It could have been those Happy Pear lads. And they did a Nutella, right?
Yeah.
And all it was hazelnuts in a blender.
Bit of cocoa powder or something.
And that's it.
Cacao. cacao man.
Yeah, cacao, because that's just, it tastes like chocolate.
And it was good, but it disappeared, I'd say, after, I don't know, 3 months.
Well, no, listen, you make your own. You just put it in a high power blender and you leave it on for about 10 minutes with some cacao, and it's exactly like Nutella.
A blender for 10 minutes? Would it not explode?
A super blender, like a high powered one.
All right.
Yeah.
And hey, vegan people, let us know, is there a vegan thing that...
Hey, vegan people! I'm walking here!
Is there anything that, you know, is vegan, but you think everyone would love? Like, have you found a little vegan nugget of something that is actually better than the normal equivalent? Because I try it, I wouldn't be against
it. I can't remember which one it was. Well, I don't know if it's vegan, but it's vegetarian white pudding.
Clonakilty.
It's better than the real thing.
You nearly convinced me to try it, and then I was like, oh, I just buy the real white one.
No, seriously, it tastes just like the real white one, I'm telling you.
Okay. Right, well, that's on the list then.
Give it the go.
And veganers!
That with an egg. And you're like, wow.
Breakfast. Gorgeous! Veganers!
Hey, veganers, don't be shouting at veganers.
I'm not, I'm just trying to get their attention.
All right, veganers. Well, just, you know.
Yeah.
Show them a recipe.
If there's something good. Attention.
Look, like, here's a vegan recipe for meatballs.
If there's a vegan burger you found that you swear to God is as good as the real thing, just share it with us. You never know. It's 20 past 7, F104. It's today April Fool's Day. Just went down and got coffee. I opened the lid.
Let me open mine.
This has never happened before in my life.
There's this nice black.
I opened the lid. It was just...
I can smell it strong.
It's like, this feels light. What's going on here?
Whose go is it, by the way? I think it's my go.
It probably is, Jim, yeah. Probably is.
Well, I think I got paid on Friday, so but Thursday was right.
I opened up the lid and it was just hot water. I don't know how a barista would forget to put the coffee in.
They must have not hit the button.
And that answers the question, in case anyone was ever in doubt, chicken and egg scenario, which comes first in an American? Oh, you don't swap. It's grand.
I'll go downstairs.
That's grand. The water goes in first, then the coffee.
Yes. Well, in the place we go to, in Insomnia, they do coffee first, the water first, then the coffee, splash.
I think that's normal. Is that the way they normally do it? I'm not vegan, but the vegan ice cream is amazeballs. But which one, though? We need, like, you know, look up the saucy cow in each yard. My boyfriend isn't vegan and loves us going with me. It's incredible. He wasn't talking to you now across the table, was he?
A lot of the vegans that I know and vegetarians, they don't really want to recreate meat. They only eat meat for a reason. So they're grand with it not being meat. It's the ones that have, people who've given up meat and are missing it. That's what the substitute meats are for. Most vegans don't really want to have
a beetroot burger that has the resemblance of blood coming out of it.
Yeah, they don't want it to taste exactly like meat, because they're not into meat.
Yeah, so they don't want something that makes them think of animals.
Think of something you don't ever want to put in your mouth, right? Think of something, got it? And now imagine somebody comes up with a substitute for that and says, well, it's not a real one.
Corn nuggets, you cannot tell the difference. And I'm a big meat eater, says Linda. No, sorry, it's not Linda. Her name's Erica, but she also...
Corn nuggets, that corn stuff's good. Do you know what's very nice? It's ham, it's smoked ham slices.
Are we still vegan in here?
Yeah, this is veggie vegan. They're very...
Smoked ham?
With smoked ham, it's like a slice of cheese or something, but it's really nice taste to it, yeah.
But it's ham?
It's not ham, no.
It tastes like ham.
Most of these things are like soybeans or tofu or...
There are some weird ones, like the old Linda McCartney sausages now. I'm not too sure about them.
Oh, they're nice. They're all right, yeah.
But have you read the ingredients?
I wouldn't be eating that many of them.
There's less weird things than normal sausages. Tesco vegan garlic bread. Vegan tax either. It's only 28 cents. They're not going to start taxing
vegan garlic bread. Wow.
So what's, instead of the butter, what is it?
So do you know any vegans? Proper vegans.
I don't know any proper vegans.
Right, so a proper vegan, seriously now, if they have something that's got animal products in it, they will get very upset.
I understand.
No, they'll feel sick. They'll be very upset.
Yeah.
So if they order a vegan pizza and a normal pizza comes and they realise they're eating dairy products, they feel ill.
Yeah.
So they have all these options. This is the best time. Like, just even go back, rewind five years ago, you can get vegan food in nearly everywhere now. It's unreal. There's an option almost everywhere.
I'd nearly try the old chicken nuggets, all right. Corn nuggets. And then there's vegan ice creams. There's people looking out for shout-outs for their businesses and all that as well.
And people who are allergic to dairy, who might not be vegan, but they might have a dairy allergy. Now there's loads of options for them.
I have a dairy allergy. it is good. It's definitely good. A lot of messages coming in as well about a couple of crashes. So... thanks for that. The strawberry jammer thing is working.
We'll tell you in a few seconds.
We surely will.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Jessie Nelson is Glamour's October cover girl and the digital cover girl. And she said, I tried everything not to be myself. Ridiculous diets, lip fillers, corsets that bruise me to be this girl people would accept. And still she got grief on Twitter from idiots.
Get ready for a little Jessie explosion from tomorrow. She's going to be everywhere.
This single has been brewing for a long time now, hasn't it?
It has. It has. It's going to be big.
2013, I genuinely thought I am never, ever going to feel happy again. Like, I just didn't. Every day I would wake up and I'd think, this is me now. Like, this is how I feel, and I can't change that. There is nothing I can do to pull myself out of this. And you honestly feel like you're never ever going to move past that, and that's what gets you into that state of thinking, well, why am I even here? Like, what is the point? But I feel I'm gonna get upset, but like, I can't actually believe how strong I am. And like, when I look back at like stuff that I never thought I'd get from, like, no, like, I did that. Like, I push past that, and there's nothing I feel like I can't do now. Like, I got through that awful stage of my life. Like, there's nothing you could put in front of me now that I feel like I couldn't do. And I feel really proud of myself.
Fair play. She's been through an awful lot, but she's, you know what? She's a great inspiration to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Younger people.
That's it. We'll be helping other people, Jessie.
They have all that ahead of them, but maybe they'll hear Jessie's words when that starts happening to them.
Yeah. Might help. Hopefully it will.
So meanwhile, Little Mix have spoken about their new single, Cut You Off. Wonder is there a little dig there?
And I'd say just when you hit the end button, you didn't mean to.
Well...
So they're the same day. They're hardly going to release it on the same day.
No, I think this is already out, isn't it? The Little Mix.
Cut You Off was written a couple of months ago in a session with Lost Boy, who did Gloves Up, Tunage. Yes. And Lauren Aquilina, who is so amazing. And so, yeah, it was kind of a therapy session writing Cut You Off, actually.
Studio's therapy in general.
It really is. Therapy. Yeah.
You let it all out. It's a safe space.
It is, exactly. Mm. I love Cut You Off because I think it's just a really good, solid, manic pop song.
It is very manic.
Agreed.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It'd be classy now if they wished Jessie all the best the day it's out.
Rather than deleting her off Twitter.
Did they do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Ed Sheeran and Elton John are releasing a Christmas single.
Something's coming in December, yeah. There is. And it's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Sir Elton John involved?
It's basically... Mate, do you know what? I'm going to tell you. Elton rung me on Christmas Day to say Merry Christmas. Elton rings me. I spoke to him this morning. I spoke to him yesterday morning. I speak to him almost every single day. He rung me on Christmas Day and he said, Step Into Christmas is number 6 in the charts. And I'm 74 and I'm still having fucking chart hits. This is great. I want to do another Christmas song. Will you do it with me? And you're the first guys I'm telling about this. But yeah, it's going to come.
So you're guys singing together, you and Elton?
Yeah, just me and him. And it's great. And Elton, if you're watching, I love you.
Meanwhile, Elton's not getting a new hip at the moment.
Well, that happens to a lot of rock stars. There's jumping off pianos.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah,
almost nearly all of the frontmen get hip replacements eventually. If they survive.
He'd be back on his feet. What do you mean if they survive?
Well, if they get past
it's a standard procedure.
If they get past about 50, if you're jumping off pianos every night, you know, 100 nights a week
or wardrobes, year, it doesn't matter what it is.
If you're jumping off in high heels or in, like, special things. Elton, I'd say his hips are. I'd say we're getting the other one done next Christmas.
What happened to Prince?
He got it done, yeah. They all got it done. Are you watching it, Nobby?
I dip in and out, yeah.
So you dip in and out.
I haven't seen the whole one from start to finish yet. There's so many ad breaks.
It's very long.
They've snuck in an extra break or two this year, I think.
Who's your favourite? Do you have a favourite yet?
That girl we were talking about, who's very good, Baker, of course.
With the big brown eyes, Nobby, is it?
That's her, yeah.
The very beautiful girl, yeah.
She's got hazelnut eyes and hazelnuts in her cake.
I'm going to go for the Italian fella. I think he's very eccentric.
He does. He looks like a little, like he's going to invent something.
He's very good. And the German. Now, I don't really know it, but I do see the fill in at the stuff at the end of the week. That's the funny show.
Yes.
The extra slice thing.
The thing Joe does. That thing.
Very good.
Anyway, there are other people baking some gear at the moment. Let's head over to them.
Welcome to the Scrotescanger Bake Off.
You like me cupcakes, do you?
A bunch of scallywag cooks have come to the kitchen to cook up a storm.
Is that white powder flour, is it?
Who wants to know?
Is it self-raising?
Self-raising is this.
Our first contestant is Fran, and he'll be making a flan.
Yes, a normal dessert flan is made of eggs, sweetened condensed milk, cream, and flavourings like vanilla, orange, coconut or coffee. But mine has none of that in it.
Our next contestant is Bart, and he'll be making a tart.
Yeah, I do like cinnamon, you know. I do like to sprinkle it from a height there over the apple, and I like to stew the apple down with a few raisins in it, you know what I mean?
Where did we get that?
What are you laughing at? If your man Hollywood keeps looking at me, I'm telling you, I'm going to go over and give him a dunt.
He said, go off and get a sieve. I came back, big blade in my hand, and he went bananas.
Our third contestant is Ricky, who likes to make a bicky. He's getting violent over the use of his sieve.
No, shiv. He said shiv.
Not a shiv, you dope.
No,
it's
he
a sieve. You put
said
the flour through it.
The three bakers are very secretive about what's in their ingredients.
He wants to know. Why do you want to know what's in it?
I'm just going to open my lunchbox. Where do I stash all my tools and ingredients, okay?
We usually wrap all my ingredients in little things of silver foil.
I only use non-stick pans because nothing sticks to me.
So I get me flour, I pour it on me spoon. I wait for a half an hour.
Me Ricky who makes the bicky.
Oh, I'm me Ricky who makes the bicky.
We don't know who we am anymore. Like, you know, when I heard it was going to be a bake-off, I was outside the tent taking them literally, you know.
Now the judges will taste the final product. First, they'll try Fran's.
Come here, I just wanted to say thanks very much for having me on your show. I'm a big fan and you look at it every week.
It looks just like a cow pet.
Huh?
This is a big rush job.
You don't...
The frosting is still so warm that it's just creating a mirror glaze rather than a frosting.
Well, everyone that tastes Fran's flan, it gives them a good rush, you know what I mean? Don't know what's your problem.
Next up is Bart with his tart. But will the judges think it's yum?
I once got bored messing with an apple tart. I wouldn't recommend it, lads.
You got your finger caught in a pie, didn't you?
Wasn't me finger.
It's quite wet right underneath as well. It's damp. Slight soggy bottom there.
Captain Bordsley and some male one. We don't care what you think anyway, right?
And finally up is Ricky with his bicky. Ricky's been slightly out of his depth during this whole episode.
I'm a bit unsure about the colour of this pastry.
I really hope you enjoyed it, Bickies. If you get a weird sensation for salt and savoury foods in about half an hour, don't worry about it.
This recipe sucks.
Is it Dumbles here now?
New bat, near bat, new bat, yeah bat.
You're a man from Little Britain keeps laughing at me, lads. I'm telling you, I'm going to give him a dig as well.
Yeah, hello.
What I find about cakes is they're not only good for eating, but they're good for hiding stuff in them, huh?
Can we get to keep these aprons or what? Because we reckon we could sell them on eBay.
None of us won nothing.
What do you mean none of us won nothing? The oven's coming with me, lads. Sir Lowry.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I hit the button, but
her name her name means dream.
10 questions. In Irish. 60 seconds. 1,000 euros. FM 104's Instagram with MissQuote.ie, committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Aoife, you were dreaming in Irish, aren't you?
I was gonna guess Aoife.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you know that, Aoife?
Warrior, maybe.
Well, what? Maybe about it.
A daydreamer.
Warrior, I thought.
Warrior.
Warrior. I think you mean a few things, but yeah.
Are you mixing it up now, Jim?
I am, actually. Yes, Aisling, that's a dream. Aoife is a warrior. Well, come on.
Aoife is a dream boat. Aisling is a dream.
And she got 10 questions yesterday, which were a dream. Sorry, warrior, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Aisling's are dreams. Right, but they're A, Irish names.
That's true, Jim. That's true. So how's life, Aoife? All well with you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
What do you do for a crust?
I work in finance. Really exciting.
Well, you know. You obviously wanted to work in it. It pays the bills, exactly. Okay. Good, good.
That's car finance. What's your favourite car?
Well, I'm going to have to say a Hyundai because it's Hyundai I work for. So okay, yes. A Hyundai. Okay.
Very good. Have you had a go of the new Ioniq 5 yet?
Yeah, I have.
Very good.
Like a spaceship.
It's very nice, yeah.
And you got 10 yesterday. How did you manage that?
I know. I got 10. I think it was the first 10 I ever got, so I'm not fancying my chances of doing it 2 days in a row.
They were tough yesterday.
Well, actually, the man who put together the questions yesterday put together quite a few questions today, so, you know.
He did, yeah,
let's just see.
He did.
Okay, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah, yeah.
Will they be Aisling questions? Or Aoife questions.
Let's
find out. Let's find out.
The game
here we go.
Starts
good luck.
In 3, 2, 1.
The Den was axed this week. What human presented it recently with Zig and Zag last year?
Oh.
Well, human.
Well, he's technically human. I've met him.
The presenter. Come on, come on.
Pass.
Venice is in what country?
Italy.
Tennis can be played on clay courts, hard courts, and what other type of courts?
Grass.
What colour are the illuminated poles at Grand Canal Square?
Red.
True or false? The cruciate ligament is in your ankle.
True.
Who's older, Harry Styles or Lewis Capaldi?
Lewis Capaldi.
What fish finger company uses a bearded captain in their advertising?
Oh, Captain.
Yeah, come on.
Captain.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
which fairy tale princess lives with her wicked stepmother and her ugly stepsisters?
Cinderella.
The Japanese spirit sake is made from what?
Tequila.
Yeah?
From what?
Let's say?
What? Huh?
Tequila.
Tequila. It makes me happy. What soap is set in the fictional suburb of Erinsborough?
Emmerdale?
Dear, oh dear,
Aoife.
Dear.
No, it's not gone good.
I'm going to have to give everyone the warm fuzzies with that theme song now that we're
having the crack.
Now that we're having it, yeah.
We're having the crack. And you know, Nobby sang that song, Tequila. That could be good for a triple knot tomorrow.
What?
Oh, I'm telling you, I love that song. It's one of my favourites. So, a tennis can be played on a hard court, a clay court, or a grass court. You're right there. The poles. Oh, you were wrong there, actually. You were right there, yeah.
No, she was right. She was right, grass,
yeah.
Grass.
Yeah, she did, yeah. The illuminated poles of the Grand Canal Square, they're very, very attractive at night. They are red. Well done.
Yeah.
They're generally red. I don't know if they can change colours.
They should be able to.
Sorry, Ray Darcy is the human.
Ah. Oh.
Venice is in Italy. Where is your cruciate ligament? Is it in your ankle or your knee?
It's the back of your knee.
Ooh.
Helps your knee move.
Ask Roy King. He knows all about them. Harry Styles, is he older than Lewis Capaldi?
He is. by 2 years. Lewis is 25 today, yeah. Happy birthday, Lewis.
Birthday, Lewis.
Lewis said that he gets compared to Angela Merkel quite a lot. They look very similar if you look at them.
That's very harsh on Angela Merkel.
Well, he's the one who mentioned it.
Do you remember Captain Birdseye, yeah?
Oh my God, yes.
They've even made him a bit more attractive now. Like, he's not white hair, he's gone grey.
Oh, I just couldn't think of the second part of the name.
Yeah.
Captain Birdseye, yeah.
Seeing as you're associated with Emmerdale, he's like a better looking Zach Dingle.
Yes.
Sake is made from rice. Everybody needs good neighbors. Cinderella was right, and it's Neighbours. That's Erinsborough. Neighbours.
Oh, Neighbours.
Yeah, Neighbours, yeah. Did you ever watch it growing up?
Flaming Mongrel?
Yeah. I was more of a Home and Away fan.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't know what the score is.
Well, ask me, I know.
What's the score?
4.
It wasn't as good as yesterday, but look, it doesn't matter. It's only a silly game.
Yeah, next time. Yeah.
Thanks for having a go at it.
No problem, thank you.
Okay.
If you get a 10, let us know. I'll send you some kind of emoji.
We'll send you an Australian flag.
Yeah.
How about that, okay?
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
You'll go far.
Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Also, Jim. Although not everyone's calling you Jim on the messages this morning. We have got some family passes to Ron's Gone Wrong all this week on Kids in the Car.
It's easy to say that, is it?
Ron's Gone Wrong.
Ron's gone wrong.
As in Ron.
Try it, kids. Try it.
It is in cinemas.
Ron's gone wrong.
Ron's gone wrong. You say it.
Ron's gone wrong.
Shout it louder. Ron's gone wrong. That's it. It's in Irish cinemas on the 15th of October. But we don't want to give you that. We want to send you on Sunday morning to Odeon Point Square to see it nice and early before everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Message in, you're in the draw to win. Let's go.
Get home, get out in the road and say, yeah, I've seen that film. You haven't seen it, have you?
You can review it. Put it on your YouTube channel.
Here we go.
Hi, Jim and Navi. I'm Keen. And my scary decoration is a big, massive clown that stands outside the door. Bye.
Oh, clowns can be very scary.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a witch with red lights and she goes red as you walk past.
You've really gone for this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mr. Halloween Grinch.
Hi, Jim and Abby. Hello. My name is Holly, and my mom normally puts the decorations up the 1st of November, so yeah. They're not up yet.
What?
Oh, wait, did you mean the Halloween decorations? No. Bye.
It is a bit early for some people, but some people...
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Harry.
Hi, Harry.
And this Friday, I'm putting up my Halloween decorations.
Good man. Friday's a good day to do it.
I haven't seen that many up. Have you got yours up? You have a few up.
I do, yeah.
For Halloween, my dad got a smoke machine online. And we're going to put it out my front garden and make the place spookier.
Aroo.
Bye.
We actually had that one yesterday, but it's so good it's worth playing twice. It's such a cool idea.
Jim and Abby, my name's Luca. I'm sticking a pumpkin on my window and a skeleton on my door.
How's your carving pumpkin game, Nobby?
It's all right. I wouldn't be buying a pumpkin just yet. And that's probably a bit early.
Yeah, because it'll go rotten, won't it?
One rolled off the shelf last week in Tesco and nearly took my toe off.
But you might get a good one and just don't carve it yet.
It's a good story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, would it stay fresh? Would it?
Oh, it will, yeah, yeah.
Don't
cut it yet.
All right.
I'm very good at carving.
Make sure, boys and girls, you do not cut a pumpkin by yourself. You need help from a grown-up.
No, very sharp knives. Very sharp knives. But you could
maybe draw the face.
Yeah, that's it. You do the drawings.
With a Sharpie and then.
Start practicing your faces now, what you want.
Kids in the car. Jimmy's in the car. Tattoo Jimmy and Nobby.
Jimmy.
Early on the strawberry.
Yep.
Jimmy in the car on FM 104. Jimmy in the car.
Jimmy in the car.
Hey,
I think we
Jimmy.
Should change that, Nobby.
Jimmy in the car.
Change the kids in the car to That's Jimmy fine, in the car. Yeah. It's all about
Hi,
me.
Hi, I'm Aaron and I'm 8 and we have skeletons hanging out of our ceilings. Bye.
Oh, it's a bit spooky.
The worst one I ever saw was a giant spider. The whole house was a spider.
Oh, dear. That's the scary noise
That's
again,
scary
kids.
Noise.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name's called Ella. I am scary
witches and scary spiders for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I love to go to the movies. Yeah. And what decorations do you have? Because I'm going to have scary ones. Mm. And my mom's going, and we're going to decorate my house tomorrow. My mom's going to get them out of the attic today. So bye, Jim, and I'll be my name's Claudella.
Claudella. It's Jimmy, by the way. You have to call him Jimmy.
Ella, I know somebody who talks like you.
Claudella,
they,
Jim.
They live in my house and they talk a lot.
Do you like Little Mix as well? Thanks for all the messages, kids. Some of you will be very lucky to go see the very cool Wrong's Gone Wrong. It's in Irish cinemas from the 15th of October.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Anne-Marie was on the new version of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, which is on Sky...
Whatever they're calling it these days.
It looks like the front cover of their logo looks like a makeup brand.
It's not Sky One. It's whatever
Sky
it is.
Sky Magic
now.
Or Sky something. Anyway, they swear in it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it after nine?
Don't know.
F-bombs.
F-bombs, yeah. Big load of F-bombs.
Love fruit bombs.
I'm not sure if it's the same. But anyway, see what you think.
We will, Jim.
Yeah.
We will. Good. Leanne Pinnock is making her movie debut as the glamorous ex turned pop star at a festive comedy, which is actually called Boxing Day, so I can't call it St. Stephen's Day.
So this is the only mixer we haven't spoken to.
It is, correct. The previous shows, the singer taking on the role of an international pop star as continues to be a presence in her ex's life, who is an American fiancé.
Huh?
So she has posted the trailer on her own Twitter account. And she gave the news, so here it is.
Melvin McKenzie is taking Hollywood by storm.
That's my nephew!
I fell in love with this beautiful American woman.
Can you find a British girl now?
Wow, it's Georgia for the Love Show.
I love your music.
Merry Christmas, guys.
I wanted to introduce you to my fiancé.
Melvin!
Georgia for the Love Show is your ex-girlfriend. She is a superstar.
It isn't a pause.
Wow, fam. It just got worse.
Where's Mr. Hollywood with his American princess? Does he think he's Prince Harry?
We'll leave that one up to you.
I was just grooving that tune whenever it was. Mm. It's pretty good. Tom Hardy, if you love Tom Hardy anyway and you love dogs, you're gonna really love, and boys.
Yeah, well, anyone operating
Tom Hardy.
Everyone operating machinery here now, just calm down or a car. Tom Hardy and rescue dogs.
He's playing with rescue dogs while he answers questions for Lad Bible, including what's his favourite children's story.
He can throw the ball to me anytime.
What's your favourite bedtime story? There are so many good children's books out there. Like, so many. And being a dad has given me, like, such a privilege to be able to read lots of children's stories, which is fundamentally one of the best times of day is putting the kids to bed and talking, telling them a story. But for me, I'm into things like Oi Frog and Oi Dog and, I had the Gruffalo, it's cool. Yeah, it's a classic now, not classic like when I was young.
I might have told you before, I know a guy who hung out with him for a day. He's mad into cars and just was normal. Had lunch with him.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
He's grand.
But if you liked him anyway and you love rescue dogs, he's playing with... Like, somebody sat down and said, yeah, Tom Hardy, everyone loves him, but how can we make him cooler? Rescue dogs! Brooklyn Beckham has made an English breakfast sandwich.
Oh, we'll have to come back to it because it's so delicious. Follow him on Instagram. His stuff is amazing.
Piers Morgan has a problem with him. I'm going to tell you something now that, okay, so just don't worry. There will be no spoilers here. I honestly don't do spoilers.
Okay.
It's not in my nature to spoil anything for anyone.
No, of course not.
And I'm not going to spoil it because I don't even know what it is. So I can't spoil it. Okay.
Right.
But I can tell you, if you're watching Squid Games.
Yes. Which a lot of people are.
A lot of people are. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to get around to it. If you are watching it, some fans of Squid Games have said that there's a spoiler or something. Not a spoiler. They've noticed something in episode 5, because they're very eagle-eyed, most people don't see it, but some people do, that gives away the ending. So be careful when you're watching episode 5.
That's not good.
But I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I don't know what it is, because I want to watch it myself.
Also, on Instagram, there's a story about people are convinced that they have found Squid Game Island on Google Maps.
Oh.
So if you go to the link in the bio there on our Instagram, you'll get to find out more about it. Could it be there?
Strictly Come Dancing Pro. So here's who the people who are going to be on Skating on Ice, if you're bothered with that. I've never seen that show. I've never seen
it. It's the Irish one they were going.
No, we don't have an ice one.
Oh, we don't, no. Why don't we?
Don't think we have an ice rink, do we?
We could install one.
We could.
You know, it's just water and really cold temperatures.
Or we could just bring back the den, save ourselves a lot of money.
Yeah.
Rachel Stevens will be on it.
You have my attention.
Strictly Come Dancing pro Brendan Cole shouldn't be allowed. That's not fair. Paralympic medalist Steph Reid. Love Island 2021 star Liberty Poole. Can't remember any of them.
More of a Liberty Hall man myself.
Rugby player Ben Foden.
Oh yes, this is Una's ex, right?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Broke up, got married 2 weeks later, had a kid with her.
What? 2 weeks later?
I mean, didn't have the kid 2 weeks later, obviously, Jim.
She put him on ice many years ago.
But I think 2 weeks after or something, yeah, it was all a bit mad.
And singer-dancer Regan Gascoigne.
Okay.
No idea. Cory Street star Sally Divenor.
That's Phoebe's from Bridgerton's Ma. Sally Webster, right? Sally Ride.
Sally, okay, right. She's changed her name, though, because she didn't used to be called Sally Divenor.
That was always her name, Jim, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. She's Sally somebody? In real life.
No,
and
I know,
she's
yeah.
Sally in pretend life.
I know, but I thought her
Kevin Webster's not her real husband.
No, I know that, but I thought her real life name was Sally, like something else. Maybe she married someone.
Denver, you just call her Denver.
Divenor, I like that.
It looks like a Divenor, yeah. She's Divenor on the ice.
And the Happy Mondays, Bez.
Who's pretty good on Gogglebox, in fairness to him.
And he's also a professional dancer, technically.
Right.
That's all he did in the Happy Mondays. Was Bez is the guy who just danced.
He can't be that graceful on the ice.
Brendan Cole and Bez should go head to head.
Wow. As usual, they've stuck someone in for everyone there, you know, right across all the different generations.
So a ma in Australia, she has a son called Lachlan and he's a messy scoundrel.
It's a good solid Australian name. Hey Lachlan,
hey,
Lachie?
Lachlan, yeah.
So Lachie?
Sue is the ma's name, right. And there's pictures of his bedroom. She's put them up online and it is gross. Like, it's filthy.
He doesn't put snot in the walls, does he?
There's jocks everywhere. There's just clothes everywhere. You know, I'd say it smells like a rugby changing room. That kind of vibe.
They normally smell of links though.
Like, oh, they say there's a bang of links off Lachlan, yeah. So he's about that, yeah, he's, you know, teenager, and he's messy. Like, most boys are kind of messy, right?
Mm.
Anyway, she thought she'd have a bit of fun to get him to tidy up his room. So she enlisted the help of her uncle, or her brother, but his uncle Ben, to convince the 22-year-old to get clean in his room.
How?
They put mice poo all around his house.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, so she was begging him to. So she got these black grains from Uncle Ben. Sorry, no, there's Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben's grains. He does rice.
Sorry,
different kinds of grains.
I don't think Uncle Ben's called Uncle Ben's anymore. I think he's just called Ben.
Okay.
Or did they change the logo? Anyway, so
she got some rice though. Yeah.
Sorry. So if you've ever experienced mice in the house, and I have,
there's a smell of them. Yeah. Yeah.
No, there's
a smell when they're dead, Jim. Anyway, I'll tell you that.
They kind of evaporate. Yeah, you find little skeletons. So the number one way to know you've got mice is you'll see little bits of ripped up paper, like somebody, you know, ripping up beer mats.
Oh,
if you find loads of that all over the place, that's a mouse, right? And they also have mouse poo, which looks like a little black piece of rice.
Lovely.
She got black Uncle Ben's. This is a great tip now for anyone who's got messy
kids. Very confusing that it's called Uncle Ben's.
The rice.
Yeah, but it's not the rice though, is it? You're saying?
I thought it was Uncle Ben. No, it is actually Uncle Ben's rice. She got the black basmati.
Right. And pretended.
And she lashed that all around his clothes. And then she said, Lachlan, come here, darling. And he comes in and she goes, that's mouse poo. You want to be cleaning this place up. I'm told you. That's mouse poo. And it worked. Lachlan was freaked, so freaked out that he changed his ways and started tidying up after himself and cleaning up.
Idea.
Taking all the crumbs and bits of biscuits beside his bed and cleaned up and got the Hoover out and everything.
He got the Hoover out.
Yeah, man. So if you're a mum right now and you've got a messy teenager, they're probably at school.
Bun and bag.
So sketch. Make sure they're not listening to us. Get yourself some black Uncle Ben's.
All over the sprinkle rice. All over the mattress.
Don't overdo it, just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Not the whole bag.
That'll get them going.
It would if you'd be freaked out like.
I had a mouse nibble my foot.
Oh.
When I was asleep. My foot was off the end of the bed.
They bought you dinner first.
And I could. It was in the dark. They only come out at night. In the dark. They love that. And the next thing I could hear that. And the next thing I could feel something nibbling my toe.
Oh, and not in a good way.
No, well, just like really gently, like just going, what's that? Are you food?
I spent Sunday afternoon hanging out with geckos, and I had that much fear on Monday morning lying in the hotel bed that I sometimes just put my two legs together and a pillow something between my knees. It's comforting. But I had that much fear, my little finger flicked off the inside of my leg and I thought it was a lizard in the bed.
You were hanging around with geckos?
Yeah, they were like,
oh yeah,
Mallorca, you know, they're nice little fellas. But I actually thought that
they're all over the place there, yeah.
It was my own finger flicking off my leg, but it didn't feel like it at the time.
Right, well,
I'd rather that than a mouse nibbling me toe. Right, lads, you might be a little bit worried about this. There might be, you know, a bit of baldness in the family. You're looking in the mirror sometimes going, it's, you know, losing the size.
So if it's gone already, this is no use to you. But
it's
if it's starting to go. Or
maybe if it hasn't even gone yet.
Okay.
Here's some things that you can do, right? So things to stay younger and look younger and to not go bald. Now, I'd like to just say from the outset, there's nothing wrong with going bald. As a man who sits there with that, people often tell me I have the right head for it.
You've embraced it. I saw a very cool razor online. It's one you hold in between your two fingers, and it's got four little things, and it's called the and it's for bald, for fellas who shave their head like you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks really good. Like, it looks like a really good one. Do you have that one?
I don't, but Christmas is coming.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So eat lots of not tons and tons, but any kind of nuts, almonds, pistachios, walnuts. They're good for vitamin E. They boost you. If you're thinking about going grey before you go bald, maybe there's a little bit of silver happening. Foods such as tangerines, anything with vitamin C is also good for you.
Oh.
And dark chocolate has got both iron and copper in it. Basically fish, you need a lot of fish. Thinning hair can be incredibly ageing, so the survey says. Get rid of cheese and meat and eat more fish, and it'll hold on to the hair cells in your head for longer.
I do like a bit of fish, man. I've got really into fish. Oily fish.
Anything out of a packet generally is processed foods. Cut back on them. Try to eat about 40% of your food raw, whether it's salad, green juices, or anything healthy during the day.
This advice is good for anybody anywhere.
It kind of is.
Like, I mean, you don't have to worry about your hair.
Keeping your skin in good nick will take more than smothering with expensive lotions and potions. Your diet is key in everything. Salmon is your friend. Salmon. Ginger's also good. Blueberries are also good. And strawberries are also good for you.
This is all superfoods, yeah.
So yeah, you're right. I mean, these are things that are good for anybody, but especially if you're worried about losing your hair, it may even help your hair to grow back, although I'd say they need to determine that.
Diet is the number one cause of death.
Bad diet. I'm just trying to keep it light, Jim.
I know, yeah, but bad diet. So, I mean, like, that's the number one thing.
Yeah.
Statistically, across the planet.
So, drink water.
Yeah, eat the good stuff.
And if you're just a bit of a... If you're too much of a lad, and this part is definitely down to the science, if you've excess testosterone in your body...
Excuse me?
If you've excess testosterone... If you've excess testosterone in your body...
Beside the seashore, say that. Excess testosterone beside the seashore.
That helps the balding process.
Helps it go... Carry on.
Think of all the footballers you love and admire and respect, and how many of them are going bald, shave it because they're going bald, whatever. There's a lot of footballers.
I can't think of any respect that are going bald.
For example, well, yeah, Henri.
Apart from Zidane.
We're not over Henri. Zidane, yeah.
Henri, he's not going bald, is he? He does it because he's got a cool head.
I think he just has a cool head, yeah. Anyway, footballers.
Testosterone. That's why bald people are a bit sort of angry.
Rory Best.
Yeah.
You know, and there's many great Irish rugby internationals who've gone before him as well.
Yes. Keith Wood.
Yeah. Loads of them. So it's a thing. If you do stuff that has a lot of testosterone, that doesn't help. But eat the fish and you'll counteract it and you'll look amazing and women will fancy you.
Now, if your dad is bald, will this counteract your genes?
You technically say it's on your mother's side, the male's on your mother's side. So if your grandfather on your ma's side is bald, there's a good chance you'll be bald. Get the fish and nuts into you and you'll be Cynthia.
Yes, right? Yes.
I hope it helps. It looks probably years away anyway, you'll be fine, you know. No one will notice as much as you will.
Here's one for you, right? You're
hopping a plane to Turkey if it really bothers you that much.
On your ancestors, right? Because this blew my mind the other day. I found this out. I didn't believe this is real. So you know the way you have two parents?
Yeah, everyone does, Jim, yeah.
And then you've got how many grandparents? Four, right? Yeah. So your great-grandparents, you have eight of them.
All right? Gone now, yeah.
So you go to your second great-grandparents, you have 16 of them.
Yeah.
By the time you get to your 10th great-grandparents...
Yeah, how many have you got?
4,096.
Jesus.
And by the time you get to your 18th, it's over a million. If you go back 18...
A million what?
A million...
Relations.
Yeah, so it goes 2, 4, 8. By the time it gets to your 18th, so if you go 18 generations back,
yeah,
that's a million... 1,048,000 people made you.
God, that's an awful lot of... It goes, like, whopping things.
It goes up pretty fast. So it goes 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and then it goes up to 1,000 by the 8th great-grandparents. Some people know who their 8th great-grandparents are. So there's 1,000 people involved in that family tree. And you go back any further, by the time you get to the 18th, it's 1,000,000 people.
Don't have multiple partners.
Well, they all got together and then they had babies and they had babies and they all came down to you. So you got the genes of those 1,000,000 people. That's only 18 back.
All the angry lads in Hell Week, look at Rory's stories. He left last night. They're all bald. And the contestants. Perfume man from Fair City, Ryan, he's grand, but he's always happy.
He's got hair.
Anyway, I hope it helps. It's F104.
So, Brooklyn Beckham has appeared on television in America. He's shown how to make an English breakfast sandwich. So, he loves to cook. He's kind of an amateur chef.
I drool watching his stuff. It's so good.
So here he is on American TV now. Piers Morgan apparently was giving out. Maybe the Beckhams don't ring him back either.
Here's what. Who's the cook in your family? Your mom or your dad?
My dad.
Yeah.
My
and dad. What did he like to whip up?
He likes to cook anything: risotto, pasta. Yeah. Love steak.
He's got to be proud of you. He is. Picking up that pan.
When this meal that you're going to make here? This is like a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
And when would you eat this? After like a long night at the pub, or just sort of on holiday, or
breakfast, I'd say.
Every morning.
Every morning. Oh my God, Brooklyn. Come on.
That's an easy bite.
Come on. Mmm. Yum.
Brooklyn,
it was your first time. You did great, honey. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
If you want to try this delicious recipe, go to today.com.
The day? Hook him? Why are they shouting at him? So yeah, like, just risotto's good. Sometimes David appears on the Insta story with him. He just pops into the kitchen, but it's just...
There was a good Instagram story from David yesterday where he was listening to the commentary of a free kick he won in extra time to qualify England. And I don't know if he'd ever heard it before, but he's just him listening to it on a couch.
Did he cry?
No, he's just listening to it, and it's brilliant. The commentary is amazing. Beckham, of course it's Beckham. England have qualified. And then he just looks at the camera and just shrugs and smiles and goes, there you go. So it's good.
They did a bit of that in that documentary that I won't shut up about on BBC as well. You could see them watching their stuff back, and you can just they're looking at it normally, and then obviously a memory triggers or a good shot, yeah, and just the smile, and I'd say it feels pretty incredible.
Oh, can you imagine? And Jake Gyllenhaal has said he was describing love scenes with Jennifer Aniston in The Good Girl.
Oh, we've all thought about that.
I do remember a pillow.
The pillow technique. There
was, yeah, the pillow technique was used. That was just preemptive and used generally always when actually in a horizontal place in that movie. Everything else was whatever it was. Because we did a lot of, I remember those two characters did a lot of making out on like boxes in a back room.
Is that in case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave it there.
On a separate
pillow
note.
Technique.
It's on the way.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.